Good morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. This week, we're talking with Melissa Majumdar, registered dietitian and personal trainer from the LifeBridge Health Bariatric Surgery Program located at Sinai Hospital. And we're here to talk about how to manage a work-life balance while also maintaining an exercise and healthy eating regimen. And that can be so difficult. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you, we all struggle with this. It's really hard. We run. We cram everything into our lives. It's hard to make exercise a priority. So how do you start with people? How do you get very busy people that you see every day to work this into their lives?
As far as the exercise piece goes, there's the misconception that you have to have this chunk of time to do it. You actually can break up your exercise into multiple sessions during the day. It can still be very beneficial as long as you're doing at least 10-minute chunks. You can actually work harder if you have smaller amount of times for some people. For example, you can, run faster or lift more weights if you do smaller increments multiple times a day. So if you can, get up a few minutes early, do a DVD at home, and then maybe walk, power walk on your lunch break, you're still being very effective.
So it's a matter of finding kind of what can fit into your life and then working it in that way. And knowing that there's flexibility to it.
Right.
So how about the eating then?
The eating piece, yep. So how do we fit that into our life? Have some things on hand at all the time. Have your individually frozen fish or your chicken breasts that are ready to go. If you don't have those backups on hand, you're going to be getting takeout. You're going to be getting the fast food. Buy in bulk. That can be very helpful. Yogurts, cheeses, those last a little bit longer. And, having the snacks on hand, not just relying on the big old meals, will help you out.
What are some good snacks just to have on hand that are easy?
I find a low-fat cheese stick or the low-sugar yogurts, maybe some protein powder. You can get that in your desk drawer at work and just throw it with some low-fat milk. Nuts are good. Make sure you individually portion them, though, or you're going to end up in the nut jar all day.
That's true. Now, you preach it, so I know you live it. What are your secrets? Do you do one grocery shopping a week and just really plan specifically for every day of the week?
Good question. So we do go every week. We can't make it to the store. I take advantage of ordering online. I love that technique. Or, you go through an express lane and get your groceries that way. But we spend, a Sunday afternoon maybe cooking a couple meals so that if there's a weeknight that's busy, we've got something planned. And we usually make leftovers for lunches.
That's key, right? With the microwave, you can pack in
exactly
a nice meal. You were talking about being busy and sometimes wanting to eat fast food for a meal. Are there certain types of foods that are better than others if we do get into a pinch?
Sure. I'm never going to say go eat fast food, but I know that we have to sometimes. So take advantage of the nutrition facts that are available. Many restaurants now have to post their nutrition facts, and certain parts of the menu will kind of steer you. For example, I think Taco Bell has their al fresco, or Subway's got their 6 grams of fat or less. And order sauces on the side, have half the starches if you can. Skip the side dishes. That's really where you're going to fall into trouble with the French fries, and even the caloric drinks will get you into trouble. So keep it basic if you have to.
I'm sure you talk with a lot of people, too, who fall off track. And when they fall off and they stop eating right or they stop exercising, they don't do it at all. And it's very hard to get back. How do we forgive ourselves and get ourselves back on track? What do we do?
I think you said it. Forgive yourself. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. If you made one bad meal choice, just do the best you can in the moment and know that the next meal you can do a better job. Or the next day, if it's the next day, fine. It doesn't have to be going crazy for a month. So just make the best decision you can at the time.
I'm sure you see a lot of people of all different ages, but obviously we are an aging population that is probably more active at the ages we are now than we ever were. 50 does today, it is not the 50 of 20 years ago. So people are trying to find exercises that work for their joints. And do you try and help people with that as well? And not everyone can go out for a 5-mile jog.
Sure. Well, like you said, the exercise has to fit the person. So a lot of people are doing water aerobics these days, or dance classes like the Zumba is very popular. And again, you can do a lot of things from your home, which gives you the capability of taking breaks. The walking DVD at your house or on-demand exercises, you can tailor it to what works for you and take breaks if you need to.
I would imagine you've seen people completely change their lives.
Oh, it's so exciting.
And their outlooks on life.
It's very exciting to watch. Yeah.
What are some of the other ways that our listeners can learn more about the weight loss surgery options?
Our website is the best place to go, LifeBridgeHealthWeightLoss.org, and to attend one of our informational seminars if you want to hear from patients who have gone through this experience.
All right, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us. It's so important to have a full and healthy life, and eating right and exercising is our key components of it.
Always fun to talk about.
If you'd like to make an appointment with a LifeBridge Health bariatric specialist near you, you can call 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL or visit LifeBridgeHealthWeightLoss.org. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.